Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Once again, here are the dividend stocks that I like. Apple, even though it pays a small one, is there. Lowe's, Costco, McDonald's, Nike, Visa, Starbucks. Starbucks pays a small one as well, but for the growth that you get, you can get a dividend in a quality company. I don't want you to chase low quality companies that pay a higher dividend because they often end up cutting those down if the market is not going. So a prime example of that is AT&T. People are like, well, the dividend is great. Okay, great. The high, once again, was in 1999, $59.88, which for telecom isn't bad, but overall, $59 is not the highest target that a quality quote unquote company should have. Bonawan said before, like, AT&T almost specializes in buying assets at the highest prices and then selling them at a dramatic discount. And then if we zoom into this year, we can see the yearly open, $29.39. We had a huge drop, but this pattern of them dropping over time has been there. I don't even know many people with AT&T cellular service. So because the dividend is great, that's the only way they can attract most people to invest in it. But then if that dividend gets cut, then what value does it have? You can invest in quality companies, get a dividend, and get the growth plus that quarterly payout. Yep, and I'm gonna keep beating this drum about all-time returns. Starbucks, all-time return, 34,450%. Put in chat, I will invest for the long term to get these gains. Okay, so if you think that was a fluke. Cisco, now the sexiest company of all, 67,000% return all time. And it had a point where it drew down a lot. But this is what happens when you invest for the long term and you're not choosing sensationalism. So remember what I said about Pelosi last week in her track record and her husband. So Pelosi just put a lot of money into Google. She also got some calls in Apple. She invested in Amazon, invested in Apple. So if you use the site that I talked about last week, you can then see what some people are investing in the political realm that you can take advantage of. For those of you who didn't see the episode, please go replay it. Or for those of you in chat, you can put the site in the comments if you like. These are the top 10 stocks to stay away from. I want you to be careful. So IVR, Macy's, Apron, Occidental Petroleum, Groupon, Harley Davidson. But let's go look at three in particular. Let's go look at IVR, PK, and DB. So there's a lot of talk about housing. So this is Invesco's mortgage capital, right? So we can see the high was at 24. That was back in 2009. This is, and in 2020, it went to 182. It is at $3.50. Just looking at this chart, is this chart going up or down? Now, this has some solid movement from 340 to 448. Great. Nothing to write home about. And if you think the mortgage market is going to be big in 2008 and 9, I think you're crazy, to be honest, because people are putting down cash and paying overvalue for homes now. It's a different environment in which we're in. Stay away from this one. I know it got pretty popular, but stay away from it. Parks Hotels and Resorts, Inc. Not a horrible company, but once again, the previous high was not within a year. You can see this happened in 2017, $34, fell down to $399. Now, if you want to swing trade it, great. And you want to get $10 off of it as a trade, okay, maybe. But as a long-term investment, does this chart look to be going up or down? It is to the downside. And also, this is a 200-day moving average. It is to the downside. Stocks that are historically underneath the 200 on a higher time frame are not good companies to invest in. And let's go to DB, Deutsche Bank. You tell me. Some of you hit me, and I don't know where you got it from, if you got it out of Discord or whatever group, but Deutsche Bank's high was at 159.76. What advantage does Deutsche Bank have over JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs?
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Finance space, BlackRock, PayPal, Square, almost none. This is not a good one. And if you want to compare it to a good company like Square, you can see to the upside what a good chart will look like. And I saw this on Ben's show with Mike, Animal Spirits. And this is a remarkable stat. 47% of Robinhood users use the product daily. Now, you have to give a lot of credit to the design team and those who built out the wireframing for the UI and the UX. That has a lot to do with it, right? And the stickiness of it. But this is a hell of a stat, because I know most people that probably use other platforms that are competitors are not on that much. There's a lot to be said about Robinhood. I think the ticker of HOD is hilarious, by the way. But they are in an interesting place. And Ben made the case where they could end up being like the Facebook or of this generation for investing. I don't like brokers per se to invest in long term, but depending on what the price is and how it acts over the next, 120 days after it IPOs, it could be interesting. But this stat around usage, I thought was incredibly fascinating. Please put in chat if you are excited for Robinhood's IPO. Now this, get your pens ready. I've never talked about this before. A couple of you have asked me to go over it, right? And I'm not going to do a full hour breakdown because it takes me an hour and a half to really explain it. But the Benner cycle is really a market predictor. So for those of you that may be doctors or nurses, you've heard this talked about in your field of study. But the Benner cycle, and this is not the crystal ball, but I do use it in association with to understand larger market cycles. So it came out in 1967. And it's one of the few studies that have been accurate after it went public. So Benno stated that they're tops every 8, 9, 10 years, starting around 1902. And then the cycle keeps repeating itself. So when people tell you, hey, you can't time the market, you don't know when a crash is going to happen, you don't know when a market is going to pull back, you don't know when a market is going to be soft or flat, that's not true. I'm never going to say this again outside of Dream Team and outside of Stock Club. Every book that you can find on Benno cycles, go get it. I'll never say it again. I'll never say it again. So let's look at this. And this is for the Dow Jones. This, and ignore the middle lines, but look at the tops. So in 1902, 1910, 1919, 1929, predicted crashes, 37, 46, 56. Let's scroll to more recent times. 1991. What happened in 1991? Please put in chat for those of us that are older and how it affected the stock market. 2010, 2018. At the bottom, you can also see when the bottoms are, which are ideal times, what I define catastrophic times to buy in the market. So 1933, 1949. 1967. My brother was born in 1987. Go follow my brother's channel, please. Big ass kid, B-I-G-G with two G's. In 1987. What happened in 1987? Please put that in the chat. 2003. So it was a little bit off, but it was a soft pullback. And then in 2021, it was predicted for the Dow to then have a downward cycle. It ended up happening in 2020. But this is something that was printed in 67. Just like there are certain innovations and that Tesla was able to uncover that he is talking about now, that are in existence now. There is a rhyme and reason to the market. You should stay away from these middle areas. But if you do look at them, there will be times when the market could be flat for a while or could be a softer market.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, backdrop. A mic drop. Bag drop.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.